880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida and the world, welcome to Freed on Business. We've got a super show for you. We're going to talk about the hot trends in family office and family planning, wealth planning. We're going to talk about new trends in pediatric cancer care. And then we're going to get social at the end of the show with Johnny Social Media 305, our consultant. We're going to have a great show. As I said, we've got Tom Handler, advanced planning attorney, top attorney in the country on this stuff. We've got our friends from UHealth. So stick with us. We've got an excellent show for you today. The stock market basically stayed flat. There's still no arms deal, and there's still no presidential nominee for either party yet, is there? I don't think so. They haven't done that yet, have they? No, they haven't. So stick with us. We're going to talk family office planning. We're going to talk cancer, pediatric cancer, and then we're going to go get social. So we've got a great show. Stick with us. D, take it away.
Mr. Worldwide to infinity, you know the roof on fire. We gon' boogie, hoogie, hoogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire. We gon' drink drinks and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. Tell him, baby, 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 I'm on fire. I tell her, baby, 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 I'm a fireball. This way.
Fire. I'm a fireball, and we're going to do the UHealth read because, you know, as we get older, we're all at risk for developing cataracts. And with the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Bascom Palmer Eye Institute and the new high-def lenses that you can get from them, you can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. I love this part. Call 305-243-2020. Very campy. 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation. Trust your eyes to the best. Bascom Palmer's been ranked number one eye hospital in the country 11 years in a row by U.S. News and World Report. Visit BascomPalmer.org or call, here it comes again, 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation today.
Do you want to connect to the top business leaders in South Florida? Hi, it's Kevin Gale, editor and publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth, your new source for business insights throughout the region. We go behind the headlines to deliver in-depth news and profiles of the region's economic movers. Visit us at sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566 to learn more. Again, that's 954-377-9566.
All right. Well, look, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you want to Check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime. For 4 years, always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are back with one of my favorite guests. We are back with Tom Handler. Tom is my favorite advanced planning lawyer for family office protection. He's on the show regularly. We're talking about trends in family offices, and I actually met him at the Wilson Family Office Conference, where one of my top family office guys introduced Tom as the top family office lawyer in the U.S. In fact, Tom was recently named the 2015 International Wealth Planner of the Year and the 2015 Wealth Planning Game-Changing Lawyer of the Year, and he received the 2015 Michael J. Brink Award for Leadership and Service in the North American Wealth Industry. So high five to you on all the awards, Tom. You've got a really big signature block there.
Thanks a lot, Jim. It's great to speak with you. Good evening.
Hey, thanks so much. And, you know, I thought that today we could talk about something that I've been hearing a lot about. It's called the Family Holding Company. What's that, like a family conglomerate, or how does that work?
Yeah, you know, these things have been around for a long time, and the initial version was a family limited partnership. And I think they've been around for about 75 years, you know, if not longer. And the idea is to have a entity into which the family can contribute its holdings, meaning stock and bond portfolios, land, farms, businesses, whatever it is the mix of their assets tends to be. And so it allows you to hold these things in one big basket. And they were very compelling for many years, and used mostly by accountants because we had very high tax brackets and no kiddie tax. And so you would have perhaps the mom and dad generation in a 70% or 50% bracket, you know, while the children might be in a 15 or 20% bracket, for example. And so by giving them some of the interest in these various businesses or investments or gifting it or transferring it to them, the income would flow to the children, and on behalf of the family, they'd be paying in a 15 or 20% bracket and arbitraging the tax rate between mom and dad. So overall, the family would pay some less tax as long as mom and dad are willing to give up the ownership of a portion of the business or the farm or whatever they had. So it was a very effective strategy until the kiddie tax was put in place, which basically forces the children to pay in the same bracket as the parents. But once the children are either at the age of majority or out of college, then they pay in their own bracket. So the arbitrage still continues often for 20, 30 years, and maybe the children never get in the parents' bracket. So it was largely an income tax play, but it was also a method where family members could own the business or the assets that might have liability, and they would be limited partners. So by definition, it would protect them from liability of those underlying assets, whether someone, you know, drowned in the lake or got hurt on a piece of farm machinery or the roof collapsed on the shoe store. The individual, they would lose that business, but they wouldn't be able to go at them personally and force them into bankruptcy. So it had some measure of asset protection as well. And what happened eventually is that people began to realize that these vehicles also had the ability to provide discounts in the estate, meaning that because those limited partners had very limited rights, they can't vote the interest, they can't sell the interest, they can't pledge it or use it as a down payment for a mortgage. They're very limited in what they can do, and so when you don't get all the rights associated with the asset, you don't get the whole asset. So the discount then might be 10, 15, 20, maybe as high as 40% off of the inherent value of the asset, because in effect, the older generation has kept the right to control it and vote it and pledge it and so on and so forth. And so the discounts made a lot of sense, and so it allows someone to use these vehicles to obtain a discount in the estate. So,
let me ask you a question here. So I do a lot of real estate. It sounds to me like this is a structure that would apply to a lot of my people that I do business with, even in fact some of us in our own firm who hold a lot of property.
Absolutely. And in fact, you know, when real estate syndications were really in their heyday in the early to mid 80s, almost all those structures were limited partnership type structures, and real estate was probably the dominant interest held in those structures, you know, for a very long period of time. So you're right, it's really an ideal vehicle for real estate. It's still very commonly used in hedge funds and private equity funds today. So these holding companies have evolved, and now we have more choices. So we have, besides a family limited partnership, we have a family limited liability company that's now in every state in the United States and, you know, many foreign countries as well, and the territories. And we also have a series family limited liability company, which is a limited liability company with extra rights that says you can identify various series, and these series emulate cell legislation common in many foreign countries, so that Series A assets, if they blow up or have a problem or a liability, the creditor cannot go after Series B or Series C or Series D assets. So each cell is protected from the other cells within the enterprise. So you sort of have two levels of asset protection, one from cell to cell, and then secondly, an outside person coming at the enterprise is limited in that they can't get the limited partners who weren't involved in the activity. So a significant amount of asset protection. So we now have three types of these family holding companies, and currently probably FLLCs are the most common version if you were to do one today, but historically family limited partnerships were around for a much longer period of time. And so there's a tremendous number of them out there. But all three can really serve this purpose.
So let me kind of see if I can get this straight then. There's a family office, which is a place that they do business. It's not their family's primary business. It's where they run their finances and their holdings. Then they've got a family holding company. And then within that, different trusts. Is that sort of how it's working out?
Yeah, and in fact, that three-part structure that you mentioned is the global best-in-class structure for long-term wealth preservation and management, period. And so the virtual family office could be the general partner or the managing member. It's the quarterback. It controls the enterprise. It has the governance. It's where everything is run from, the legal, the accounting, the risk management, the insurance, the investments are all sort of run out of that control enterprise, even though it has few or no assets. It then controls the holding company, which is the bucket where all these assets are held. And then the holding company interest, in turn, in my opinion, should all own by trust, because then you pick up the additional spendthrift benefit, which is some asset protection in the trust. It also gives you standby trustees to act on your behalf if you can't, and provides the privacy and confidentiality of trusts, and it avoids probate, and ultimately cuts down legal and accounting fees and court costs upon death, and makes it more difficult to contest the estate. It has an inertia factor and chills estate contest because the family already has the assets, so the judge can't freeze them. They will transfer before the plaintiff can get there. So that combined three-part structure is where you would want to head if you could.
Okay.
It's very, very compelling.
Well, we've got the basics down. What I want to can you stick with us to do another segment, Tom?
Sure.
Okay, because I want to talk about, it sounds like there's all kinds of benefits to this that we haven't even gone over yet. I'd like to understand what the IRS really thinks about this, and I'd like to get your opinion on where this is today and where it's going. So we're going to be right back after this short break. More Tom Handler. Tom is the, we're going to talk about holding companies. We're going to do all kinds of good stuff. We'll be back after this. D, take it away. Giving you a little synchronicity, and that's in honor of Tom Handler, because Tom always wants to make sure his clients are completely in complete synchronicity with him. And you know who else is in complete synchronicity with you? That's Warren Henry. Because if you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Get out to Marlins Park on July 10th for happy hour at the Budweiser Bowtie Bar. Then see your Marlins take on the Reds at 7:10. Fans get a Marlins Energy Team poster. Come celebrate Coors Light Christmas in July at Marlins Park. For just $25, get a game ticket, a Christmas in July t-shirt, and enjoy all the festivities. Plus, stay after the game for a fireworks spectacular presented by Preferred Care Partners. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets today.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child.
It's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station. 880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are with my favorite family planning, family office planning lawyer, Tom Handler. Tom is the name partner and Handler Thayer, Chicago's top firm. My gosh, it's probably, if not the nation's, the world's. He's an advanced planning lawyer. I met him at the Wilson Family Office Conference a couple of years ago. He was introduced to me by the head of one of the family offices I do business with as the top family office lawyer in the U.S. I brought him to a conference last year. He was the speaker at that conference. And when I got off the stage and he started talking, I watched all the high net worth investors start taking notes. So, Tom, welcome back to the show. You've won all these awards. They're all on your signature there. 2015 International Wealth Planner of the Year, 2015 Wealth Planning Game-Changing Lawyer of the Year, 2015 Michael J. Brink Award for Leadership and Service in the North American Wealth Industry. He should be proud to be affiliated with you. What's happening, Tom?
Well, I think I should be honored to be affiliated with him. But in any event, these family holding companies are really quite compelling. And I remember, earlier in my career, I started in accounting, and I remember a lot of accountants and lawyers, all of these things are gimmicks, and they'll never last. And I'm like, well, this gimmick's been around 50 years already, and it's survived a lot since. And the IRS has continued to go after it when they can, but the reality is it's just a very commonly used business vehicle that's almost everywhere. And so those who have negatively describe these vehicles were largely mistaken, and not that you can't make mistakes. I've seen them as tax shams, and you can't do deathbed transfers, and you can't commingle assets, and yeah, they could be done poorly, and you will lose. And you know, if anyone intending a sham shouldn't try it, right? That's never going to work.
That's why it's a sham. You don't do a sham.
If these are done properly and artfully, they're very effective.
Now,
they provide this estate discounting, asset protection. Assets in there are non-marital property, so it serves a premarital planning function as well. They're very financially efficient because you don't have to fractionalize assets, portfolios, businesses, and real estate. And there's also some income tax benefits to be picked up. So taken all together, they're really quite compelling.
It sounds really cool. And, you know, one of the things that I wanted to point out is how you guys come up with these strategies. Because I know the last time you were on our show, we talked about your, it was how you came up with what I think you referred to as the stealth prenup. And you said you looked for 5 years about all the broken prenups, and you tried to find all the arguments and make sure that you could defend them. So I got to believe you use that same kind of attention to detail when you're doing these types of family holding companies.
Well, we certainly attempt to do so. We've never had one blown up, and we've done hundreds and hundreds of these types of structures. I do know some structures that have been blown up, and there's been some very noteworthy cases. So there's very good precedent out there that will tell, you know, the lawyer structuring these what not to do, and you can almost identify best practices and worst practices and gauge your drafting and how you operate these enterprises accordingly. But notwithstanding what taxpayers are doing, you know, the IRS is all about raising money, and so they, you know, they haven't really been all that effective over these many years. I think they've been very good at getting the scams and the bad players, but they haven't been all that effective in challenging these vehicles, and so they'd like to, you know, do something else. And so there was a recent comment that was taken a little bit out of context, but it just lit up the internet and was all over the place, and I had notices from law firms and accounting firms and wealth management groups. It was just all over the place, and it was basically taking a sky-is-falling approach that the IRS is going to tack these discounts that are used in estate planning, and that you should go ahead and make your transfers immediately because, you know, that the discounts may be disappearing. And that's not really the way that we see it. I think that's a bit of an overreaction. What actually happened was a Treasury official named Kathy Hughes, I believe, was misquoted and taken out of context a bit. But, you know, she did say that the IRS is working on, you know, what are called Section 2704 regulations, which are designed to adversely impact or limit the discounts in certain contexts. Means they'll still be around in other contexts and eliminated potentially in others if the IRS is successful. I think, though, given the legislative history behind that section and the fact that so many of these holding companies own family farms and ranches and small businesses, you have a very effective lobby that's already fairly hostile to the Treasury and the administration in general. And so to get these people who've been hit very hard by the meltdown and in effect are the engine that generates growth and jobs in the country, doing something that's not in their best interest is going to be a tough, very tough row to hoe, to use a farm analogy. And then ultimately, when they're trying to remove or eliminate discounts for things like lack of control and lack of marketability, I think that's going to be very tough. Those are very meaningful factors that warrant a discount. If someone sells you a stock, you know, you're going to pay a lot more for it if you've got a 51% vote and you control the company than if you've got a 35% vote and you don't control anything. And so the current valuation theory is very well founded. There's lots of law and history behind it. So I think the IRS has a tough way to go here.
So Tom, you know, it seems to me then that you still think that this is a compelling structure, and, you know, maybe there's a couple of other ideas you could throw out there for some of the people that are listening if they want to meet you or they want to network with you. I know you're going to be speaking at a couple conferences. You're going to the Opal thing up in Newport, Rhode Island, right?
Correct.
And, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I would say that my conclusion or sense of this is that these vehicles are so compelling that if there were no estate discount whatsoever, we'd still be recommending them. You know, it's worth it just for the control and the asset protection, the premarital planning benefits, and the financial efficiency. So they're so effective at this point that even without any discounts, they would still be very compelling vehicles. But I think the discount is not going to be materially affected. I think the IRS will have a difficult time. That being said, they are writing regulations. We know that's coming. I suspect they're in 2016, but it certainly could be late in 2015. We don't know what their schedule is. They have other issues they're dealing with first. And I think any taxpayer that wants to eliminate risk is well advised to consider making their transfers or gifts sooner, utilizing the discount so that they beat the legislation, if any, and they don't have to fight the argument at all. So a conservative person would say, go ahead and move forward. But these newsletters that came out of a whole host of firms basically said, you know, jump in immediately today, this could happen any minute. And I don't really think that's the case. I don't think it has quite that sense of urgency. But they make a point, and the point is, yeah, you can eliminate some of the risk by acting sooner rather than later. And you can rest assured that this subject matter is going to pop up at many of the upcoming conferences. So I will be at Opal in Newport in a couple of weeks. I'll be at Family Wealth Alliance in New York next week. I'll have a number lined up later in the year as well. And that this will be an ongoing source of discussion for the rest of the year, certainly among the attorneys and accountants and wealth planners.
Okay, we've only got about a minute left, Tom. So I got one question I got to ask you. I've been waiting for a half hour to ask you. It has nothing to do with wealth advisory.
All right.
Are the Blackhawks going to repeat next year?
You know what? As a lifelong loyal Blackhawks fan and season ticket holder, I can assure you that they will.
I had that feeling, and I know where you're going to, find out when they're going to be in Miami. Meet me down here at the Bank Atlantic Center. We'll go catch the game. Tom Handler, the preeminent family office attorney. If you want to protect your, and I'm going to say it this way, your assets, you better talk to Tom. Tom, about how big does a family's net worth or trust have to be before it really makes a difference in doing this kind of stuff? We've got 1 minute left. I'm getting the 1 minute sign from D. You got 1 minute.
Well, I think most practitioners would say that you wouldn't even consider a structure like this until you were at $2 or $3 million. And at the lower level, it's people who are responsible for their own malpractice and they can't protect themselves. So there's a chosen profession, doctors, lawyers, engineers, architects, dentists, that group. But I would say really $10 million in net worth is probably where it starts to make more sense. At $25 million, it's absolutely compelling. And so it really is a cost-benefit based on what a family's objectives or priorities are, what are they trying to accomplish. But because they're so compelling in so many areas, not only are they cost-effective, they also serve other benefits that might let you to sleep at night. So it's really a very personal decision. But I would say at 10, I start looking very seriously at it if someone hasn't at least considered these kinds of structures.
Well, Tom, everybody I know that's got a net worth or a trust over $10 million wants to meet you when you're coming down here. So let me know when you're coming. We'll set up a great group of people to meet with you. Tom Handler, the family asset protection man. I want to thank you, as always, for being a regular guest on the show, Tom.
Thanks so much, Jim. Have a good night.
You too. We'll be back after this. We're going to talk pediatric cancer care with our experts from Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. Back after this. If you listen to Tom Handler, you'll make sure your family and your heirs have a bright, sunshiny day. And if you want to have a great ride with your car, you want to go to Warren Henry, because when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Want to broaden your network and gain new customers? This is Kevin Gale of South Florida Business and Wealth. I can tell you how to reach 30,000 top business leaders throughout the region. Visit sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566.
And you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com today.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where SocialMedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, SocialMedia305.com is a social relations company.
And now, 880 The Biz Traffic.
Got a major brush fire that has Chrome Avenue, both northbound and southbound, shut down from Kendall Drive to 8th Street. Emergency vehicles on the scene closing the road due to major brush fire in that area. Your alternate southwest 137th Avenue and Miller Drive, both eastbound and westbound west of southwest 157th Avenue because of the brush fire centered at Miller Drive and southwest 167th Avenue. You'll find it very slow and a lot of smoke in that area. Disabled tractor trailer, right lanes blocked. This is on the Airport Expressway westbound at Unity Boulevard. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at Total Traffic MIA.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
You know, I should give the traffic report. Traffic stinks. The guy just cut you off, and he's nuts. So just calm down, relax. It's hot. It's muggy. It's not even raining to cool things down. So let's just all kind of take a deep breath and do what we can in traffic. UHealth, that's the University of Miami Health System. It brings us the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. And everybody knows UHealth is real big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens. And, of course, we know UHealth is implantation. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several different doctors for a couple of different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. You know, you can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series. It's online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on the different departments and doctors and patients that make UHealth great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare every day. In fact, if you stick with us, we're going to talk about breakthroughs in pediatric cancer care right here, right now, right after this read. So discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000, and I'll go slow for the Jets fans, 305-243-4000, or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Wow, I feel nice. The sugar runs by.
All right, all right, all right. I feel good. I feel nice. I am definitely sugar and spice. And honey, I'll be home soon, and I'll give you that big birthday kiss you've been waiting for. We've got our UHealth expert on, Dr. Joseph Panoff. He's with UHealth and with the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. His mission, curing pediatric cancer using state-of-the-art radiotherapeutic technology, Welcome to the show, Dr. Panoff.
Thank you for having me on.
It's my absolute pleasure. You know, as an adult, sometimes I forget that kids get cancer. And then you go over there, and your heart breaks in half. How many pediatric radiation oncology centers are there in Miami-Dade?
There's only one.
Wow. Wow, I think I kind of probably knew that. And I think I know where it is, too, at Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center?
That is correct.
Well, hey, thank you so much for making your practice here in the center of Miami-Dade County and accessible to everybody else. So tell me now, how big is this? What's the scope? Do these kids get the same kind of tumors that grown-ups do? Do you have any, like, statistics? What's going on with kids' cancer here in South Florida?
So, basically, pediatric malignancies are rare malignancies. There's about 20,000 in the United States a year.
Okay.
The majority of them are leukemia, lymphoma, and central nervous system solid tumors. And in Miami, Miami's the population's around Miami-Dade, 2.5 million people. So each year we get around 60 to 100 kids between there's three centers in Miami-Dade that actually have pediatric oncology, which is Baptist Hospital, Sylvester Cancer Center, and then Miami Children's. And basically, Baptist doesn't treat children below the age of 12, below the age of 13 with radiation. Miami Children's doesn't have their own machine. So we end up treating all the kids who require radiation in Miami.
Now, doctor, let me ask you a quick question, because I'm friends. I'm in real estate. I do a lot of business with the guys at the Cortellis Company. And there's a special place over at the Oncology Center over at Sylvester that's called Alex's Place. That's where you work, right?
Yes, I have a clinic there. So I work in, basically everything's right in the same building in Sylvester. So we have an adult radiation oncology center, and then we treat our kids on the same machines that the adults are treated.
Okay.
But the clinic is Alex's Place, which is correct.
Okay.
Right there.
Now, there's got to be some, like, special child safety stuff that you got to include in that. And, of course, if they're getting treated for cancer, there's psychological stuff going on there, too. It seems to me like it's a very integrative approach, just like they have for the adults.
Absolutely. I would say it's even more integrative.
Wow.
Than adults. We have, so every case is discussed at a multidisciplinary tumor board.
Okay.
Because each case is presents in a unique way. They're very complex. We have child life specialty at Alex's Place. So a lot of children require anesthesia, and we try to prevent them from getting anesthesia if we can, especially for children that are, say, between the age of 4 and 7. And requires a lot of resources, the anesthesia. So if we can prevent it by using a child life specialist, we prefer to do that. We have nutritionists. We have social work. We have Alex's Place is a beautiful facility. I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's state-of-the-art, all sorts of interactive games and technology for kids to play with. And, there's a lot of resources required in treating children. I would say much more than adults, generally speaking.
Now, you're also doing research, and you're working with Miami Children's, right?
Right. So we have a comprehensive database from all of the patients that we've treated, not only for Miami Children's, but from Baptist as well, over the past 25 years.
Okay.
And so we publish papers based on our experience across Miami, being treated at Sylvester Cancer Center as well as Jackson. Additionally, I'm involved in research at the national level for a specific tumor type called neuroblastoma.
What's that?
That's the most common extracranial solid tumor in children.
Outside their skull, but on their head?
Outside their skull.
So okay.
It can be anywhere in their body.
Okay, just not brain cancer.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. So what are your studies telling you?
Well, the most recent data that we published that was specifically from University of Miami was with a rare tumor that's called retinoblastoma, which is a tumor of the eye. And because we have the resources of Baskin-Palmer Eye Institute, we were able to gather a large cohort of patients that were treated over 20 years and with a very advanced stage retinoblastoma. It was the largest cohort that has been published with this advanced stage, and we found that our results were very good with radiation. When they couldn't have any other treatment, and you were trying to prevent enucleation or removing the eyeball, their local control and eye preservation rate, so not having to remove the eyeball, was very good, as well as their survival.
Now, is there any new stuff on the horizons with childhood cancer, the pediatric oncology? We hear about the adults having the customized genomic addressing the cancer cells. How about the kids?
Absolutely. Those customized treatments really arose in children at the national level through an organization called the Children Oncology Group. And pediatric, because they're so rare, we treat based on national protocols through the COG. Oh. And so to give you an example, with neuroblastoma, the new phase 3 protocol that's going to be coming out in 2015, which will be used all across the country, including at Sylvester Cancer Center and University of Miami, it'll be very genomic, so to speak, and they're going to identify certain molecular markers that we can treat with tailored molecular molecule called crizotinib.
We only have a couple of minutes left. So first of all, I want to congratulate you on being named a Cancer Center of Excellence Award winner, because there's only a couple of those. I think that's the only one in South Florida, right? And now we've only got a couple of minutes left, so I need you to do two things for me. If you could tell me a really good success story outcome, and then tell people how they can get to you, and I've only got about a minute and a half left. I'm sorry to do it that way, but really, let's tell about how you're making miracles over there.
Oh, sure. How to get there.
Sure.
Basically, the referral process would be through the U Health system.
Okay.
And you can contact, or you can directly contact my office. The number is 305-243-4341. And I'm very accessible. And so anyone that needs to have a consult with me, sometimes I don't need to treat people and I just need to speak with them and help them get care. And so I'm happy to do that with anyone.
Hold on, because I want you to say the phone number again. We're not going to have time to go through the positive outcome, but that's secondary to people needing to get you. I'm kind of stalling so they can go get their phone number write down thing or get their fingers on their cell phone. Give it to me again. If somebody has a kid or knows a kid that needs pediatric cancer care, the best place in South Florida to take them is at the end of this phone number. Doc, it's yours.
305-243-4341.
Well, listen, I really want to thank you so much for coming on the show today, telling us about the progress we're making in pediatric care, Dr. Panoff. Thank you so much. And I'm going to
say, thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for being such a great asset to our community. It's good to know you're right down the street if anybody's kid gets sick.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. We'll be back after this. He's holding on the other line, Johnny Mahoney, social media 305, PR dude extraordinaire. He's the guy that taught me social media. I tried some new things this week on social media, Facebook and Twitter tips, coming up next with John Mahoney. Back after this. Yeah, just so y'all know, it's Ringo's 75th. That's why we're playing my man Ringo Starr for you today.
Got to pay your dues if you want to sing the blues, because you know it don't come easy. You don't have to shout or leap about.
All right, Ringo's 75. High five to Ringo. You know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know that, and that's why they always give their customers more. Whenever I lease one of my cars from them, I know I'm getting the best price because they guarantee it. Their best price guarantee is just part of the package of benefits that you get when you buy from Warren Henry, or even if you lease. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. You even get a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. So if you're going to buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar, make sure you go to Warren Henry. Even if you're getting one of their pre-owned cars, you'll still get the Warren Henry advantage. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right. Well, now it's time for me to talk about Lauren's kids. And the reason that I do that every week is because it's something that's important to me, my wife, and our community. 95% of child sexual abuse could be prevented simply by education. So go to laurenskids.org and educate yourself. Your kids are doing stuff over the summer. They're going to camp. They're doing activities. They're meeting all kinds of new people. So make sure you go to laurenskids.org to find out what the signs are. Protect our kids. laurenskids.org. It can happen to anybody. Make sure it doesn't happen to your child.
Get out to Marlins Park on July 10th for happy hour at the Budweiser Bowtie Bar. Then see your Marlins take on the Reds at 7:10. Fans get a Marlins Energy Team poster. Come celebrate Coors Light Christmas in July at Marlins Park. For just $25, get a game ticket, a Christmas in July t-shirt, and enjoy all the festivities. Plus, stay after the game for a fireworks spectacular presented by Preferred Care Partners. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets today.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. Hey, Johnny, are you out there?
Yes, sir. How are you tonight?
I am doing great, Johnny, and I took your advice. I spent a couple of nickels on some Facebook ads. I'm trying to do Twitter, but I'm kind of waiting for you to give me more hands-on instruction on that. And gosh, Johnny, you're right. Stuff works.
It really does. It really does. And that's the way Facebook works these days, you know. If you have a personal page, you can talk to all your friends all day. But if you have a business page, you know, it's a, for lack of a better word, it's a pay-to-play situation.
You know, but that's okay. I don't really mind that. It's not really that much. I spend a lot on the radio show. I've got, you know, your consulting. I've got the guys that do the website. I want to give a high five for doing the website to Robert Pitts. I've got Sandy riding shotgun on the content
email.
Management's email. Thank you. I'm on this radio show. Sometimes I just lose it.
I know. I've been there.
I know. But, you know, so, and then I found something really new on one of my Twitter tweets the other day. They started giving me statistics. What's up with that?
Exactly. It's analytics.twitter.com. And if you're using your mobile phone, then you just have to go back to any tweet that you've already sent, and it'll show you not necessarily who did it, but how many people have seen the tweet, how many people have clicked the link, and what the actual analytics are via your mobile phone through the Twitter app.
It's unbelievable. You know,
it's
because
great, right?
Yeah, let me tell you why. I mean, not that I can control myself and I'm not going to anyway. And if you said no, I'd still tell you. It's just amazing because everybody goes to me, Jim, so who listens to your show? I used to have to go, lots of people. I'd wave my hand around the room and say, this is who listens. Now I can show people. Sorry, I just hit the window there as I waved my hand across the room. So now I can say, hey, you know what? It's about 50-50, men and women. It's pretty skewed to the high income. And I used to think that a lot of people were over 35 or 40. I got a bunch of people in the 18 to 25, at least on Twitter. And I'll bet you something else. The folks on Twitter have a different profile than the Facebook folks.
100%. In my opinion, they're a lot more active. It's a lot more fun. You know, listen, Facebook is great. It's always the number one platform. But again, your mom's on there, your grandma's on there. So sometimes a lot of people can't be as honest as they want on Facebook. But on Twitter, they just let it ride.
No.
So I'm stuck in traffic and this stops. Whatever they might do, excuse my language, but
it's okay.
It's a lot more free-flowing, whereas Facebook is more of a paragraph and more of, you know, for lack of a better word, it's more of content. And even people that aren't in the content business, they're kind of weary of what they put on Facebook. Because let's say you get political on Facebook. Before you know it, 38 people reply to it, and all of a sudden you have an argument going on between Republicans and Democrats on your Facebook page.
Well, Johnny, let's not get blue and red here. Let's not get blue and red, okay? Okay, everybody has their right, and personally, I'm purple. And it's not because I'm holding my breath. Well, maybe I am. I'm holding my breath for a government that makes sense, but we're not talking politics. So, Johnny, so now I'm sitting here, and I'm tweeting, and I'm getting ads, and I'm starting to realize that I got 1,700 followers, and if I spend probably only about 10 bucks, I'm going to get the 2,000. You know, it finally hit me. I've been doing I've been doing it on my own. It finally hit me that if I buy into their business model, they're going to help me make money.
Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's just a great talk show answer, Johnny. Can you give it to me in less than one word?
Yeah.
All right. So, John, you're doing the PR out there. You're doing all kinds of PR, all kinds of marketing. You know, what's a platform that works best for you? We've only got about 2.5-3 minutes. D's wiggling his fingers at me.
You know, it's really not just one. It's the top three: Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Okay.
And it's that's as per client. So if I'm dealing with someone that is dealing in fashion, you know, at the end of the day, they're looking for Instagram. If I'm dealing with someone that has content, they're looking for Twitter. And really, a lot of the mom and pop businesses, or even the larger corporations out there, they want Facebook. It's where their audience is. It's where they are.
It's where middle America is. You know, the early adopters are on Twitter. People are a little snarkier on Twitter. Facebook's just like eating apple pie every day.
Mm-hmm. Facebook, one thing, and for all the listeners to understand, Facebook runs off what's called an algorithm. And that algorithm really works off what you're engaging with. And, I deal with a lot of business pages. I've dealt with so many inside the past 5 years. It's unbelievable. But one thing I noticed, if you're not a major brand and if you're not paying Facebook, you're not getting the views and the analytics that you'll see from Instagram and Twitter unless, again, you pay to play.
Yeah, but sometimes you got to be there. And just the way I make my website look great with Robert, just the way, and I'm getting comments from the changes Sandy's made. So we're going to talk about that actually next week. It's out the show later. But so, John, wrapping it up, how do people reach you if they need event marketing or PR?
Very simply, you could find me at Social Media 305 anywhere from Facebook to Twitter. Twitter is always our number one home. Or just call me directly. My personal number is 305-710-2273.
Johnny, I'm going to have to go, but for the ladies out there, could you repeat your phone number one more time?
305-710-2273.
High five, Johnny. You're always working it just right. Thanks for the Twitter tips, the Facebook tips, the Instagram tips, and for just being good old Johnny Social Media 305.
Always a pleasure, my friend.
High five. Hashtag high five to you, John Mahoney.
Exactly. High five and 10-4.
All right. You're out of here. I want to thank our guests. Thanks to Tom Handler and Handler Thayer. I want to thank our guests from UHealth. We talked about childhood pediatrics. And my God, Johnny has to be on more because he's just the greatest interview. I want to thank our sponsors, Kind Snacks, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, and the CCIMs, Tarek Maddox, UHealth, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL alumni, the Miami Dolphins, the Miami Marlins, Social Media 305, you just heard them, Lauren's Kids, the Aztec Group, the University of Florida's Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, UHealth. But number one, I want to thank you, the listeners, because we're family. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have a show, and I know you're out there. So please go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback, comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. You can tweet at me at Jim Freed. The show's at Freed on Business. You heard Johnny talking about Facebook. You didn't hear him mention LinkedIn, where I publish all kinds of great blogs. We're also on YouTube, and the website hits keep going up. If you missed today's show, it's going to be up on our webpage probably by Saturday morning, and I'll be tweeting it out every Sunday at 10 o'clock. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us next week on 8:80 a.m. on Thursday at 6. We'll have Carlos Rosso, the head of condo development for Related Group, and Sandy Abbott, the person that makes my social media marketing swing. And we'll be on because I just love doing this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. D, take it. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, fans. Thank you.